In every marriage, in every relationship, there is going to be conflict. And we all deal with conflict in a different way. We all approach it based on our personalities, but also on our experiences around conflict or around life, around the beliefs that we have about conflict, about ourselves, about what might happen if and how we engage with the conflict. And today I wanted to offer a metaphor around conflict that I think might be useful. Are you feeling overrun and wrung out by the juggle of being a working mum? Do you just wish that you could be calmer and more patient at work and when you come home to your family, but there are so many things that need to be done and there are so many expectations on you? Do you wish you just had the space and the time and the capacity to be able to make choices that you know would leave you feeling healthier and happier, but you just don't have any wiggle room? Welcome to the Managing Mum podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte, a working mum of two with a very busy, very active life. As a qualified personal trainer and a well-being coach, and as a mum who has felt all of these things, my aim is to help you learn how to manage the juggle so that you can feel healthier and happier and lighter, and you can build great relationships at work and at home, and so that you can move closer to that ever elusive work-life balance. While I may well offer suggestions such as taking a bubble bath, I'm also going to help you figure out how to do it without feeling guilty. So run that bath, tie up your mum bun, and lock the bathroom door. We're learning how to juggle.
I used to work at Holy Trinity Brompton, a church in London from which the Alpha Course was developed and has grown hugely around the world. And this course is a course that allows people to come and to learn and to ask questions about Christianity in an incredibly non-judgmental, safe place. And Holy Trinity Brompton also offers various other courses, including the pre-marriage course and the marriage course, which my husband and I have been lucky enough to attend. We took part in a program in Zimbabwe around the pre-marriage course before we got married. And we recently went through the marriage course at our church here in Cape Town, which helped just to reiterate the things we had learned in the pre-marriage course when we were engaged, when we were planning a wedding, when we were not really too fazed by what was to come. And to have a look at those now, 8 years down the track, and to look back and see how they have been useful. Really, throughout the last 8 years of marriage, we have both brought up every now and again some of the nuggets that we learned in that pre-marriage course, some of the things that really stood out for us and that we have used, some of them that we have shared quite a lot actually with friends and I have shared with my clients, and one of them was one that I wanted to share with you today. Nikki and Scylla Lee work at Holy Trinity Brompton. They are the creators of the marriage course. They have created this metaphor around how we respond when we feel hurt in a marriage or in any other relationship. So this episode might be useful for you both at home and at work. And the concept is that, according to the Lees, the behavior of hurt or insecure people tends to mimic that of two particular animals, namely the hedgehog and the rhino. They suggest that in any marriage, there is going to be one partner who is more the rhino and one who is more the hedgehog. So take a moment to stop now and just think about who in your marriage is the rhino and who in your marriage is the hedgehog. And I'm pretty sure that you'll recognize which one you are and which one your husband is. And it seems that these two major patterns of behavior appear to be split roughly 50-50 in that half of us are rhinos and half of us are hedgehogs to one extent or the other along a kind of continuum. I'm sure that you can come up with a pretty good picture of what it means to be one or other of these animals, but it might be useful to think about the behaviors that are attributed to each of these. So think about yourself, think about your partner, and think about how you typically respond when you feel hurt and angry as I read through the characteristics of each of these animals. So the rhino, when they feel hurt and angry, may overreact and go on attack. They may retaliate by becoming confrontational. They may say things that they regret later. They might demand immediate discussion of the issue. And they might bring up a past hurt not related to that particular issue. The hedgehog might fail to admit they're angry or hurt. They might give their partner the silent treatment. They might try to ignore their feelings. They may withdraw or shut down emotionally. And they might withhold physical affection. When we went through this session in the pre-marriage course, there was kind of this aha moment for us in our relationship, because I am most definitely the hedgehog and my husband is definitely a rhino. But actually, when I think about him as a rhino, I think about him as the best kind of rhino. In that moment when he is feeling angry or he's feeling hurt, he can be the worst kind of rhino. He can charge in and he gets hugely defensive. But I have to say that while I am silently fermenting in the corner with all of my spikes getting sharper and sharper and my hurt growing bigger and bigger, he's amazing. He will come to me and he'll coax me out of that prickly state and he'll force me to talk things through. And I really admire this about him, because as well as the fact that it is hard to communicate in those situations, he knows by now that once he does get me out of that prickly state, the floodgates are going to open and it's all going to come out and it's going to be a 5-hour conversation. And yet he still does it, which is quite remarkable, I must say. And what this has shown me is that in that moment, we are both practicing a defense mechanism. We're both protecting ourselves, but in different ways. And when we are able to come together and be open and be vulnerable with one another, when we're not in the moment, when we've had some time to calm down and to recircuit the thinking part of our brain so that we can think more clearly and be more rational, we really can have the opportunity to work at the issue at hand. I do think that in the moment, both of these reactive traits can have a role to play in a relationship. Neither curling up in a ball, suppressing your feelings, nor charging at someone in anger or frustration are particularly helpful, productive ways to handle the situation. But a balance of these can help to create that space where communication can take place. If both of us were charging or if both of us were prickling, there would probably be a stalemate. But if one is able, like my husband, to come at the conversation a bit more rhino-like, once they've blown off some steam and got a little bit less defensive, and the uncurling of that prickly, balled-up hedgehog can happen, then there is this incredible opportunity to create a space for honest, vulnerable connection that can actually build relationships, that can make them stronger. So I wanted to give you the 3 steps that the Lees offer that you can take in this process of communicating and working through what has happened that can help you to get past the defensiveness, past the protective strategies that we've put into place, and can actually help to move on to be stronger and to be more productive as a couple or in a working relationship. So when this rhino hedgehogging has come to an end, follow these 3 steps to move out of that state and into a more, as I say, productive, more vulnerable, more connecting state. The first step is to identify the hurt. And this comes with awareness. It comes with taking time to look at ourselves, look at what is it about this situation that's making me feel hurt, and then taking time to communicate with each other. Communicate what has hurt you or what that person's behavior has meant to you. Talking about what's happened and owning our reactions can be really useful to move forward. The second is to say sorry. Both parties can have an opportunity to say sorry in any conflict. This can be incredibly difficult, but it is much easier, I really believe, when we feel like we have been heard, when we feel like we've gone through step one, we've identified our own hurts, we've been able to explain to the other person why we are hurt or angry. Sometimes we have to put our defensiveness and our pride aside and put the relationship first. But I think it is incredibly important to say sorry without holding onto any resentment, to actually really mean that we are sorry. And this is much easier once we have been able to lay things out a little bit, to be heard, to be just that little bit more vulnerable. So it might take a bit of talking and going back and forth in that first step of identifying what's happened to get to this point. But that second step is for both parties to say, I'm sorry that this has happened. And then the third step is to actually forgive. It is imperative, I think, that we forgive each other and that we come back together after talking about what's happened. If you're not at a point where you can forgive, keep talking. Keep working through what is going on. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean that you are condoning the other person's actions, but it does allow you to put down the burden, the heaviness of the anger or the hurt or the resentment for yourself and for your relationship, for you and for the other person involved. Forgiveness is a choice to find that space that you can come back together. So find that point where you can make the choice so that you are both free of the repercussions of the hurt and that you can come to get back together. You can move forward as a team. The Lees offer this fabulous suggestion when working through these three steps to help make that process go just that much smoother. And this is to use I statements rather than you statements. When we say things like you always or you never or you made me feel, we all of us immediately get defensive again. We immediately go back into defensive mode or attack mode. While this might seem like common sense when we are logical and rational, it can take practice in the moment to change the narrative from you always do this or you never do that or you make me feel to when you do X, Y, and Z, it makes me feel whatever. Or what I hear when you do this is that you don't respect me or that you don't care about my feelings or whatever the case may be. So remembering while you're going through steps 1, 2, and 3 to make use of I statements rather than those you statements. Conflict is a huge topic. It can take ages for us to work through things, and there is so much more to conflict than what I've offered here today. But I really believe that this metaphor can be a starting point for us to begin to manage ourselves and manage our relationships when it comes to conflict. Just being aware of these two different animals and how they respond. Take time to think about which one you both are in whatever relationship it is that you're looking at, whether it be your marriage or a work relationship or a relationship with another family member or a friend. And think about how you could be a little bit more like the positive aspects of the other animal. If you are a rhino, maybe it's better to hold back a little bit, to retreat before charging in and perhaps hurting the other person a little more when you are defensive and angry. If you are a hedgehog, what would it be like to be a little bit more open when you're hurt? Coming forward to say that there is an issue rather than curling up in that prickly, withdrawn ball that your partner has to slowly try to coax out of the corner without getting pricked by those prickles. So use this metaphor in your relationship to play around with how you approach conflict, with how you come at it in a different way, and try out these three steps the next time that there's conflict and see if they help for you to be able to move through it a little more smoothly and a little quicker and to get to that point where you come out stronger and ready to move forward together. I so love putting together all this content and sharing it with you all. And it just is such fun for me. But most of all, I love hearing that people are actually listening and people will only listen if they know about it. So if you have found this episode useful and you know someone who might benefit from it, please share. Feel free to leave a review. Feel free to send me a question that I can answer. I love hearing from you, and I'm looking forward to the next episode in a few days' time.
It is a real honor and a privilege for me to spend this time with you sharing what I have experienced and everything that I have learned. And it can get quite lonely on this side of the mic. So if you have enjoyed this podcast, or if you've found anything useful in it, I would so appreciate if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. It really lets me know that I actually am making an impact, which is the best thing for me. And if you know of any other mums that you think might like this podcast, any mums who are managing it all, so basically all of them, please share this podcast with them so that we can build a village of happy, healthy mums.